Archiver.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There are several reasons Pamela thinks she might have a shot at becoming president. One of them, she doesn't read newspapers. And number two, she does have supporters. In fact, someone is running TV ads in Iowa where the presidential caucus is held supporting her.
Sarah Palin, a new kind of leader. Folksy, straight talking, and ready to fight for America. Now is her time. Let's make Sarah Palin the Republican candidate for president. Paid for by Barack Obama.
Here's late-night host Jimmy Kimmel having some fun with Sarah Palin and the question of whether she's seriously considering a run for the presidency. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here to take you along on a ride for the next hour. And a lot of the Republican presidential candidates once again are in the focus. We'll go to Fox for this conversation with Shannon Bream and Juan Williams. Charles Krauthammer is in on this, and Tucker Carlson, they're all there. Hail, hail, the gang's all here talking about Palin's bus tour.
All right, so she kicked things off. She was part of Rolling Thunder in Washington, visited the National Archives and some other spots. Juan, what's she doing?
Well, I don't think anybody's sure. I mean, it's incredible that people who are tapped into her campaign, including our own Greta Van Susteren, who's going to have the interview, have indicated that they don't know what she's doing. Now, when she was asked today, she says that, I believe the quote is, I'm kind of considering that, when she was asked if she's running for president. So she's keeping the book open, but as you know, she works here at Fox News, and Fox News typically, when somebody's made it clear that they're running for president, severs the relationship. And what we've read is that Fox has not even had any consideration of severing that relationship. So she hasn't given any indication to Fox that she is, in fact, running for president.
So if she's not running, Charles, what is this about?
I don't know. It's more eccentric than usual, this event. She said she's going around to highlight the foundation of the country. I don't want to be picky, but generally we say the founding of the country. I know I'm going to get email on that, but
it's a little bit Charles
of a little bit of a picky. Yeah, send it to my home. Does the country really need reminding about the Constitution and the Gettysburg conquered? I'm not sure what she's doing, except to say I'm with Juan. I think if she's still on here with Fox, she's not running. If she's not running, what I think she's doing is to try to keep the brand vibrant during the next 18 months when all the attention will be to other candidates, and she showed what she can do. At Rolling Thunder, she came, she saw, she sucked all the oxygen out of the room, and there's nobody who can do that as she can, but as we saw in the poll, it looks as if she and Bachman would be splitting this constituency that they have, and Bachman, you know, this is an unscientific poll, but she clearly can represent that position and draw as Palin does. Equally well.
Well, let's talk about her because she did come out on top. Congresswoman Michelle Bachman, she now heads up the House Tea Party Caucus, which has been a very important place for her to be. She was in New Hampshire today, and Tucker, a lot of people think that she's been more serious about actually laying some groundwork and speculate that some reason that Sarah Palin is pulled in because she sees what Michelle Bachman is accomplishing.
That may be right. I personally think it's unknowable. We've sent a couple of reporters over to try and find out what's going on as we're having to get a call returned, and I don't think it's just us at the Daily Caller. I think that's a universal experience. My own view is that the Palin operation isn't sure what it's doing, and that's why it seems that way. I would just remind everyone, though, that it was, what, 8 months, a year ago, that Palin was the frontrunner, or at least in that category. Anytime she is mentioned with Michelle Bachman, she's diminished. She's, in effect, a boutique candidate at that point. Will that change? No, it could. But the truth is, Bachman is far more organized on the ground. She actually has people working in the state. She has employees. She's in the game of politics. She's a sitting U.S. member of Congress. And so there's a vast difference. And in the end, if you're being honest about it, Palin is a very impressive person and charismatic and smart and all that, but Bachman is just a lot more organized right now.
And Juan, if they go head-to-head, do they, as Charles mentioned, do they split the same constituency? Would they attract the same people?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, I think that they are Tea Party people. The Tea Party at the moment is somewhat, you know, in recess, if you will. It's not as influential as it was in the last midterms, but it still has power. Remember, we're talking about the Republican primary in terms of grassroots organizing, driving that base. You know, when Sarah Palin goes from state to state on this One Nation bus tour, she's calling local Republican operatives and getting them to bring people out. I think it's interesting the split between the social conservatives and sort of the establishment conservatives. And clearly, you know, people like George Will and even I think a lot of the people who supported George W. Bush are not about Sarah Palin at this moment. It's why Iowa's lacking for candidates, because everybody says, well, that's just a bunch of social conservatives.
Coming up, more on Sarah Palin on the countdown.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brand Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags, and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires, plus get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6/4 to 7/30.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? Seven Brand Insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. Seven has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Kieran Chetry on CNN talked to Jim Garrity from the National Review about Ms. Palin's bus tour and the effect she's having on the rest of the Republican presidential candidates.
So this is not a definite run for president for Sarah Palin. What is it?
That's a very good question. I kind of get the feeling this is a... If Sarah Palin wanted to come out and run, she would just come out and run. She doesn't seem like the kind of person to do the hokey-pokey, you know, one foot in the race, one foot not in the race. I see the New York Times is calling it this morning a donor-financed family vacation, and I think that's a little bit of an understatement. Clearly, this is, when she announced this, this looks to me a lot like a dress rehearsal. The only reason Sarah Palin ever indicated she might not run in 2012 was concerns about her family. Well, what better way than to try on the trappings of a campaign, to go on a campaign-style tour, see how she handles it, see how her family handles it. Allegedly, she is wondering about some Palinite was quoted through the Daily Beast saying she wants to see what the reaction is. Well, everywhere Sarah Palin goes, she gets a large reaction. I don't think there's any doubt about that. The one thing is kind of strange about this is that the schedule is not up on the site.
I wanted to ask you about this, not informing members of the media beforehand where she's going to be. And then when asked about it, apparently, you know, her handlers say, well, check Sarah Pack USA or whatever the website is. Why that game of cat and mouse with the press?
Well, I point out that on Sarah Pack this morning, there was no indication she was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So apparently that website needs to be updated a little bit more frequently. I think Sarah Palin, perhaps she's inventing the world's first stealth publicity tour. That information is need to know, and you're not cleared for it. But at some point, she will just show up. And I suppose one of the interesting measuring sticks is, as I said, when she does her book tours, when she does her speaking engagements, people come out in droves and applaud for her. Maybe she wants to see what the reaction is when it's not a prearranged group of supporters. If she just shows up at Fort McHenry or Mount Vernon or these other major events, are people happy to see her? Do they cheer and say, go run, Sarah, run? Or there's kind of a meh response.
Well, you seem to be giving her the benefit of the doubt in that you're saying that this is only to sort of test the waters. I mean, there are others who are alleging that this is quite calculated, actually, on her part, and that it continues to help fuel that me against the mainstream media meme.
Well, she's always got along so well with the media, hasn't she? It's one of those things where perhaps I'm seeing a bit of a plan, where perhaps this is improvising and making up as she goes along. But I think this is, as we said, the reason we're all discussing it, the reason we're paying attention to it, is this is the closest we've seen to an actual presidential campaign from her. This is someone
right.
who pretty much has been the question since election night 2008, is what is she going to do and does she want to do this? And so obviously anything that takes on the trappings of a campaign is going to get campaign-style coverage, whether or not she thinks it should have
That's
that.
That's right. And Jim, it's interesting, because one question that keeps dogging her is the resignation as Alaska's governor. It came up again mm-hmm. yesterday when she was on the bus tour. These are the types of questions she is going to get if she decides to run.
What are you going to say when people ask you about leaving your term early?
I can't read my book, Going Rogue. It explains exactly why I left. After all those frivolous ethics charges and lawsuits that were really going to bankrupt our state and my family personally, it was time to let the lieutenant governor take over the reins.
Is that sort of her, quote, Romney care issue? People say, you know, Mitt Romney is really going to have to get over that mm-hmm. whole health care in Massachusetts situation. Is she going to have to somehow try to find a way? And can she get over the why did you quit as governor?
Sure. Presuming that she decides to run, at some point if she's up on stage at a debate with all those other candidates, you know, one of them is going to ask, Governor, if you are elected president, will you serve the full four terms or will you quit after 2.5 years? And she's going to have a good answer for that. I think one of the things that a Republican strategist has said to me a while ago, and it still seems to apply, is the perception of Sarah Palin will change when the reality of Sarah Palin changes. And unfortunately, a really good book or a really well-worded argument isn't necessarily going to change people's minds so much as if they look at her and they see the way she's acting and what she's saying and say, yes, that woman could be a president.
Talk host Tom Tangney here focused on Sarah Palin and how she's just toying with those of the news media who will pay attention.
Sarah Palin has us, the media, right where she wants us. And I say bully for her. So what did she do this weekend? She dominated political coverage of Memorial Day weekend. How? By trying to avoid political coverage, which is the best way to get that kind of coverage. She's on this One Nation bus tour. She's going through on a bus through all these patriotic sites.
And on a motorcycle, too.
And on a motorcycle, yeah. She made a quick motorcycle stop off, too.
I was wondering, is she going to have one of those Michael Dukakis moments where she looks silly in the get-up, or is she going to look cool? And she looked cool.
Absolutely. And I don't know. I assume that that's instinctual. I don't think that she's having people advise her. I really think that she just knows it. She's not a creation of somebody else. She may be a media creation, but she's a media creation that's created more by her than anybody else. She's her best advisor, and that's why I think she's so successful. She feels authentic. You may not
comfortable in her own skin
completely.
Yeah, whatever.
And she loves toying with everybody else. She is going to, as she says, you know, she appeals to very traditional Americans. I mean, that's what she's always sort of campaigning
on. Real America,
the real America, and yet she's running the most untraditional campaign, which I think is in a way kind of brilliant. She's clearly playing with the media by not telling the media where she's going to show up, and so now you have the media that's just slavering after her, trying to figure out where she's going to be, and that increases the attention. Now, here's the question. Why is she doing this? Is she doing it just to make fun of the media? I think she really is. This is a way for her to get back. The media served her a lot when she was first named, but they also tore her down.
Right.
I mean, I think she's still burned by that.
And by tearing her down, you mean they asked her what book she reads? What newspaper
exactly.
She reads.
And the spin that everyone sort of got from that. But now I think that she feels like she can now manipulate the media, much like the media manipulated her. Mm-hmm. And the question is, who needs whom more? Media, the media, or Sarah Palin? Well, clearly, the media needs her more. Do you really want to listen to a position paper from Rick Santorum, or would you rather hear an Obama quip from Sarah Palin? Sarah knows that she has the power, and she's playing to her strengths that way.
Coming up, we'll shift the focus to Michelle Bachmann, who says she's going to make her announcement in Iowa sometime in June, when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's continue our talk. Talk radio, talk television, the new media, all of it focused on the field of Republican presidential candidates big time. From ABC, George Stephanopoulos here with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann herself about running for the presidency.
Boy, you have been everywhere. Iowa, South Carolina, New Hampshire this morning. You sure sound like a candidate. Is there anything that could stop you from running at this point?
Well, we'll be making our announcement, George, next month, and we'll be making it in the city where I was born, conveniently enough, in Waterloo, Iowa. So I'm looking forward to that. So we'll let you all know when I come.
Well, I don't think you go to Waterloo, Iowa, the city where you were born, to say you're not running for president. So that's a good start right now. But let me ask you about Sarah Palin. She's being much more coy than you are about this campaign. And I know you might resist the comparison. Some might even think that it's sexist. But is there enough room in this race for both of you, both Tea Party favorites?
Oh, sure. I think that there's enough room for a lot of contenders. And I think there's no question in 2012, the Republicans will field a wide bench of contenders against President Obama. And I think the comparison will be very favorable.
What is the one thing that sets you apart from Sarah Palin?
Well, again, I compare myself to Barack Obama, not to any of the other Republican candidates. First of all, I want to say that I like Sarah Palin a lot. We're friends, and I don't consider her a competitor. I consider her a friend. But my comparison ultimately is to Barack Obama. I created a successful company. I'm a tax litigation attorney. I've raised 28 children in my home. I've had a number of wide experiences that I bring to the table, and that's my comparison.
So you have no problem running, though, against a friend?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Let me ask you about Medicare, because Congressman Paul Ryan's Medicare plan is certain to be at the center of this debate as well. And I'm a little bit confused by your position. You voted for it, but now say that support comes with an asterisk. So would President Bachmann sign the bill that Congressman Bachmann voted for?
Well, I certainly did support the bill that Paul Ryan put forward. The asterisk is dealing with this. Paul Ryan is exactly right. We have to make Medicare solvent. Right now, we know it's going into insolvency. The asterisk is that people don't recognize that this is about people who are 55 and under. I don't want a 78-year-old woman to think that Medicare is going to be pulled out from under her, because it won't. It's the 55 and under plan, and so the reform reforms in Medicare will affect people 55.
Oh, okay, but that is, that is Congressman Ryan's plan. So you would sign, if you were president, you would sign the Congressman's plan into law.
Well, the other portion that I think is very important is that in the middle of dealing with all insurance and numbers, we can't forget humanity. And what I would want to focus on, George, are cures. Cures for Alzheimer's, cures for diabetes that occur in senior citizens. And I think just like polio, when we were able to see polio successfully eradicated for the United States, that's what I also want to focus on are cures, particularly as we have an increasing senior population.
I understand that, but does that mean that you would sign the bill or not?
Well, I think some version of this bill, because Paul is right, we have to sustain Medicare. We can't let it just go away for senior citizens, and that's exactly what he's trying to do. I agree with what Paul's trying to do.
You have a big event in your family this week, and your daughter graduates from high school, and you mentioned how many children you've raised. You've seen a lot of potential candidates not run this time because their family wasn't firmly behind them. Is yours ready for this run?
I have a wonderful family. My husband Marcus and I have been married 33 years this year, and our youngest daughter has her birthday today, as a matter of fact. So happy birthday, Sophia. And so our family is coming at a very interesting crossroads. All of the children, as of about a week from now, will be graduated and gone from high school. And so we're at a very different life. After 29 years of parenting, George, it's going to be a very different household. So we're in a very different position. Everyone is on board, extremely supportive, and it does help to have a lot of hands on deck in the campaign.
I'll bet the one solution to the empty nest is to run for president.
I guess so.
Coming up, we hear from Michael Reagan about a move being launched in Iowa to get another potential candidate to join the race. That's up next on the Countdown.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanOfSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
30.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to the Countdown. While a lot of attention has been focused on Sarah Palin and the bus tour, a group in Iowa is turning their attention to another candidate or a potential candidate. From Fox, Martha McCallum speaks with Michael Reagan about his group's plan to go to New Jersey to try to convince Governor Christie to change his mind and run for the presidency.
A contingent of Republicans from the first caucus state, Iowa, headed to New Jersey today, hoping to convince Governor Chris Christie to get in the race and run for president of the United States, despite Christie saying over and over and over again that he has no intention of doing that. They're there today to talk to him about it. Michael Reagan joins me now, chairman of the Reagan Group. Good to see you as always, Michael. Welcome. You know, I'm trying to picture this contingent of folks from Iowa coming to my home state of New Jersey and trying to twist Chris Christie's arm into running. Do you think that's what's going on, and do you think they'll have any luck?
I think it shows what's going on in Iowa, that they're really not hat with those people who are coming through Iowa who want to get the nomination of the party and win the Iowa caucuses next year. So they're looking for Chris Christie. What Chris Christie has is the same thing Donald Trump has, same thing Sarah Palin has, same thing, you know, that Michelle Bachmann has. They're in-your-face politicians. Mm-hmm. They tell it the way it is. They don't back up. And right now, a lot of people on the Republican side of the aisle are looking for the Republican who's going to stand up to this administration, stand up to the Congress of the United States, the Democrats in Congress, yeah, and get something done. They see that in Chris Christie, but I believe him. He's going to wait till 2016. He's going to hold his fire right now in 2012 because he needs to accomplish something in New Jersey and show he can get reelected.
Yeah, which I think a lot of people can respect, that's what he says he wants to do, mm-hmm, and that's what he's trying to do in New Jersey. But there's an analysis out there today that says, you know, if you miss your moment, you miss your moment. So
to speak, and that he either runs the risk of not being reelected the next time around, which is possible. He's done some very controversial things in New Jersey. He's done very, you know, well there in most of the polls, but that's slipped a little bit in recent weeks and months. Then he's got the possibility of being in an open field against a lot of other kind of heavy hitter folks out there, Jeb Bush potentially among them. That now would be his moment if he ever wanted to consider it. Do you buy into that theory?
Yeah, but in 2012, you're running against an incumbent president of the United States, which is not the easiest place to be, if you will. You know, Ronald Reagan, did he miss his moment in 1968? Did he miss his moment in 1972? He missed his moment in 1976? No. Yeah. He kept on building to the crescendo of 1980. That's what Chris Christie can do right now if truly he wants to be president of the United States of America. I don't think he misses his moment in 2012 because he still does have things to prove. He needs to be say, hey, I am more than just a loud voice. I actually can get things accomplished if you elect me. I can do it in New Jersey. I can do it for you. He needs to do it in New Jersey.
Talk host Alan Laudell at affiliate WDEL in Wilmington talks to pollster John Zogby about how well Herman Cain's doing in the polls.
A new Zogby Interactive poll finds Republican primary voters around the country favor Herman Cain over Chris Christie for the GOP presidential nomination, but they assume Mitt Romney will get the nomination. Pollster John Zogby.
It's very interesting because it's the first time Christie isn't ahead in the last four polls. But importantly, the unconventional candidate, Herman Cain, with a significant Tea Party support, more than anything else, Alan, I think he's the great none of the above this time around.
Inasmuch as many of the people, the same ones who like Cain, nonetheless believe that Romney would get the nomination, and there seems to be an uptick for Romney generally, could be one of those where they want to tell their favorite flavor to the pollster, but then they recognize what most would see as the more political reality or likelihood.
You know, that is a very astute comment, because on one hand, it reveals the difficulties the Republicans have, particularly with the Tea Party. Tea Party is going to be strong and solid going into these primaries, and they're going to make a statement. They certainly are in Iowa. They certainly are once they decide which of the candidates they're going to support. On the other hand, Republicans do have a tradition of giving the gold watch to the candidate who's been around the longest, you know, the front runner. In this case, it's Mitt Romney. However, this time around, Republicans are not ready to anoint the figure just yet.
Obama, with voters of all parties or all sides of the spectrum, how is he doing in your polling?
Maintaining his high number after the killing of Osama bin Laden. He went from 38% job approval to 48%, and now he maintains for the second poll in a row that 48%. His reelect figure, how many think he deserves reelection, was at a 38% figure, which is very low. And that has gone up to 42%, which is not good. But the 48% job approval, the fact that he defeats any putative Republican opponent right now, signals the fact that he is not really in danger.
Coming up, shifting from the vote to raising the debt ceiling. That's up next on the countdown. Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back. But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 Central, only on History.
Doug Steffen, going back to Tuesday night, the House rejected a bill calling for an increase in the debt ceiling. On the PBS NewsHour, David Chalian, Gwen Hill, and Judy Woodruff talk about this vote, which they believe to be purely symbolic, so Republicans could show that any attempt to separate raising the debt ceiling from cutting spending would not be tolerated.
We know it's going to fail, and we know it's not going anywhere. So, Gwen, what is it about?
We know it's happening after the markets close, because the last time they tried to do something like this, the markets exploded. They know they're trying to set Republicans are just trying to set a bottom line here. They have been saying consistently for the past several weeks, we will not raise the debt ceiling unless there are cuts. We know there are conversations going on that Vice President Biden is leading with Eric Cantor and John Boehner, and that they've agreed on maybe $1 trillion in cuts. So there will be some sort of cuts in exchange for this. But they want to have some sort of vote on the record proving that they are in favor of this idea that we should be living within our means and not just simply raising the amount of money we borrow. That's the way it's going to be sold, I think, to most Americans.
Judy, Democrats are going to vote against this also, we believe, because of the political reality of what Gwen's talking about, that everybody understands cuts are needed. So what does a vote like this do? How does it advance the ball and get us to actually raising the debt limit?
It has nothing to do with reality. This is purely symbolic. I mean, everybody knows, Democrats and Republicans, that there are negotiations underway to look at how we address some of the cuts that the Republicans want and the Democrats, in part, are willing to go along with. That's the real world. This is the world of politics, as Gwen just said. This is about Republicans wanting to go on the record, Democrats doing what they need to do. But it's one of those things that makes the public, frankly, look at Washington and say, gee, you're spending this time on something that has no relevance whatsoever to reality.
But symbolism does get us to where they say they want to go. I mean, symbolism counts for something in politics. In fact, sometimes that's all politics is. And eventually they want to be able to take the sense of responsibility to the American people and say, look what we did, and vote for us again.
But it's hard to get that across to the public, I think. I mean, who's going to take the time to look into this vote And if you look at it and you look at how people vote, you say, oh, okay, that person's never going to vote to raise the debt ceiling, when in fact many of them will turn around and vote to raise the debt ceiling when there's some kind of a deal that's working.
That to me is what's fascinating about this, though, because usually members try so hard not to vote one way before they vote another way on bills, because it's easily, as John Kerry learned in 2004, manipulated.
Yeah.
And here the Republicans are sort of almost inviting it to a certain degree.
On CNN, Avi Velshi and Carol Costello speak to Congressman Steve Israel of New York before the vote on the debt ceiling took place about why this vote was going to happen at all when everybody already knew it wouldn't pass.
The Republicans are holding the vote in the first place to prove that raising the debt ceiling isn't going to pass without conditions like spending cuts.
These cuts the Republican leadership says must come from Medicare. Here's a listen.
I can assure you, David, that to get my vote to raise the debt ceiling, for whatever that's worth, my one vote, Medicare will be a part of it.
Joining us now from New York is Democratic Congressman Steve Israel. He is the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
So, you know, it's an ideological argument at some point that we can't continue to borrow if we aren't promising at least to make some future cuts. So does the GOP have a point there?
Well, look, everybody agrees that our levels of debt and deficit are unsustainable. This is a choice. This is, if you're going to reduce debt, are you going to do it on the backs of middle-class Americans, or are you going to ask the wealthiest of the wealthy to do a little sacrifice? What the Republicans are saying is, we've got this debt, and we want to reduce it by ending Medicare, but we're still willing to fund tax cuts for big oil companies. Under their budget, we can reduce debt, but if you're a millionaire, if you're making over $1 million, you get a $100,000 tax cut. But if you're a senior in Medicare, you get a $6,400 increased Medicare bill.
So is that
we're
how
saying
this is,
that
so that's
the,
how that's
it ought to be balanced differently.
You say ending Medicare. I mean, that's kind of a the Republicans will say they're reforming Medicare. They're fixing Medicare so that it's there for everyone. You say they're ending Medicare. Medicare. This is going to be the big, big debate as we head into this next round of elections.
It should be the big debate. And, of course, the Republicans are going to backpedal. They're going to sidestep. They're going to flip-flop. But all you have to do is read their bill. Their bill says that right now, if you're a senior citizen, you get sick, you go to the doctor, and right now the federal government pays the doctor. Under their bill, if you're a senior citizen, you get sick, you get a voucher. You get a value saver
coupon. And you
pay
the doctor.
And you go to the insurance company, and the insurance company decides what they're going to pay and what they're not going to pay, and you get stuck with a $6,400 increased medical bill. Now, what part of that equation shouldn't concern senior citizens in the United States?
Representative Israel, you said we all sort of agree that our levels of deficit and debt are unsustainable, but everybody was talking in great generalities until Paul Ryan came out with this proposal, and guess what? As soon as he gets specific, Republican approval ratings start to plummet. Now the Democrats are going to have to come back with some very specific response to it. The fact is, once you start telling Americans the truth about what they have to give up, they're not going to want to vote for you.
Well, there's no question that we have some hard choices, and both parties have an obligation to fix this problem and to solve it. Look, the deficit, $7 trillion of the deficit, was accrued under the Bush administration. $1.7 trillion accrued under the Obama administration. We both have an obligation to fix this, to do the responsible thing.
Marco's Dave Boz speaking about the political spin that the Dems have put on the debate over raising the debt ceiling as they try to separate it from budget discussions and rush the measure into a vote.
They wanted to do it in the evening to avoid the markets and all this. And I love how it's been set up by the left. If, you know, oh, it's going to be an economic calamity if we don't just pass this with no strings attached. You know, how dare those Republicans try and attach some kind of spending cuts to something as necessary as increased spending? It's truly laughable. And by the way, it reminds me of a Facebook conversation I had over the weekend with somebody who was mad at Eric Cantor, who was asked about the tragedy in Joplin, and basically Cantor had said something along the lines of, well, yes, if the federal government steps in to provide assistance to Joplin, then we'll have to find offsets elsewhere. And I was stunned because even conservatives were angry at Cantor and saying, oh, that Eric Cantor, how could he possibly do this, right? Because these people are Americans and they need our help and this is an outrage. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. It's like if you're a homeowner here and, let's say one of your kids gets sick and you got to take him to the doctor. There's an emergency room charge. And you tell your family, well, look, you know what? Whew. we're going to have to pay this bill here, so we're going to have to cut back on movies, and maybe our vacation is not going to be what we thought it was this year. And then everyone reacts with, oh, my gosh, that's an outrage. You can't cut back on the rest of this. What kind of a father are you? How could you do it? I mean, nobody would look at that and think that that made any sense whatsoever. They'd think, what is wrong with this dysfunctional family? And yet that's the way some Americans are reacting to this idea that, hey, maybe, if we have an emergency here, we should cut elsewhere so that we could provide the funds that are necessary. After all, we're already borrowing $1.5 trillion. You know, at what point do you say, is it really okay to just spend on everything that you'd possibly want? And not make any cuts for emergencies, so that if an emergency does show up, you just say, well, I'm just going to borrow some more for that. That'll be fine. How exactly is that supposed to work?
Coming up next, we shift to the news from the Pentagon and their declaration that cyber attacks will be considered an act of war. That's next on the Talk Radio Review.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Save you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's continue talking here about talk radio and talk television topics, the big stuff, cyber attacks. The Pentagon said that they would consider all options if the U.S. were hit by a cyber attack as it develops the first military guidelines for the age of Internet warfare. MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell talked to Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano about the likelihood the U.S. would take military action against any cyber attack.
Cyber attacks. I was just talking to former Secretary, Defense Secretary Cohn about this. What about the possibility that in a case like Lockheed, a major defense contractor has been hacked? Now, apparently the damage was not that severe, but what about taking military action if you can identify who is hacking us?
Well, with respect to something like a Lockheed, one of the things we do is reach out to see if they need any assistance in dealing with a particular hack. And if they ask for assistance, we can provide it. With respect to attribution and whether that leaps you up into the level of military action, I think we shouldn't speculate. I mean, a lot of the hacking that's going on is individual-related or group-related. It's not nation-state-related. construing it as a military country versus country aspect, you really need to do some analysis before you conclude that.
You would have to conclude that a country, presumably someone only like China or some other very, very sophisticated country, would be involved in that kind of cyber war. But we've used it, well, I guess you can't confirm it, we've used it supposedly, or we and the Israelis or some other nation state has used it against Iran, the Stuxnet worm that was infected in Iran's nuclear program, which slowed it down for some months. Somebody did that.
I think the issue in cyber is to note that it is an evolving, quickly changing part of our security, both our international security and our homeland security. The department I head is in charge of the civilian aspect of this, protecting the civilian side of our government, dealing with companies like Lockheed when they get hacked, see if they need any assistance, dealing with financial institutions when they get hacked, dealing with utilities when they get hacked. So what we have been doing is greatly expanding our workforce, greatly expanding our expertise, and then working ever more closely with the NSA with proper guidelines to use their technological expertise to allow us to get at those who are really implicating our homeland security.
Talk host Brad Kranz and Britt Whitmire talking to ABC's Sam Donaldson about how computer sabotage from another country could land us in another war.
The United States does not have enough of a long list of reasons to go to war. We're going to add another one here. Computer sabotage now. The Pentagon concluding a computer sabotage coming from another country can constitute an act of war.
Well, I suppose that's right. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, if our systems, remember in 2000, we all thought that the millennium at midnight, everything was going to go down. Well, yeah. It didn't. But had it, we'd all be out of business. And now, so if our systems get compromised, all of our information is stolen. But if it's an act of war, then it works both ways, right? Iran complains that the United States and Israel continually hack into their secret files on their nuclear program. So in that case, we're at war with Iran, right?
Yeah, when you start messing with nuclear launch codes, you start talking about that. I mean, it has to be really an act of war, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose so. That's it. I mean, I agree that it's a little murky right now, but an attack on the infrastructure of your communication system and your storage system of all your data would be like sinking the fleet at Pearl Harbor.
Not to add to the bureaucracy here, but when you think about it, should there not be someone at cabinet level, I mean up there with Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, dealing with these kind of technology issues? They are so important to our very existence now that it's almost like, you know, should Leon Panetta be in charge of cyber? Is there any
Secretary of the Internet?
I don't know if you call it Secretary of the Internet.
I can't wait to see what WorldNet Daily would do with a story like that.
I understand.
Oh,
it. I know.
How about Wired?
That would be true.
I know.
Well, yeah, we don't, you know, the president has a science advisor, and there are people, of course, who advise on these very problems that we've talked about. The FBI has a guy who's trying to protect the FBI. If you pull them all together, what would you call them? It's like saying, well, all government buildings have to be protected against thievery. In other words, we have to have armed guards at gates and things like that. So let's have a Department of Armed Guards.
Got it.
I don't think that would work.
I got a Secretary of Geek.
Secretary of Geek. Let's have a department for all of us geeks.
If Al Gore wasn't made for that, no. I don't know what he was made for.
He invented the Internet.
There it is.
You can find out a lot more about these items in the countdown by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.